Research and studies clearly indicate that hospital wastewater is contaminating groundwater. This leads to the spread of germs from pharmaceutical residues and various treatments used in healthcare facilities, making water unsafe. Such contamination presents significant health hazards to the public. The issue of sewage contaminating groundwater used for drinking and irrigation is one of Lebanon's most urgent environmental problems, yet it remains largely unaddressed. While precise official statistics on the extent of contamination are lacking, its widespread nature is undeniable. Some hospitals and major institutions have been known to discharge their waste into the sea or rivers, a practice that cannot be denied, regardless of any claims about removing pollutants or toxins. Recent statistics from university-led environmental studies show that 70% of river water samples are unsuitable for irrigation due to bacterial contamination. This problem is exacerbated by inadequate management, non-operational wastewater treatment plants, and the lack of a proper sewage network to remove pollutants. Furthermore, 80% of hospital wastewater is discharged directly into the municipal sewage system. In short, this contamination makes the water unsafe for any use, with pollution levels and disease rates expected to rise. Although this issue has existed for some time, it has significantly worsened due to the spread of germs from pharmaceutical residues and various treatments used in healthcare facilities, especially those catering to chronic illness patients. Dr. Jalal Halvani, the director of the Water and Environment Science Laboratory at the Lebanese University, told sister company Huna Laubnin that coastal areas have long been experiencing a severe issue with groundwater contamination from sewage-derived bacteria. Pollution is severe in coastal regions, while contamination is reduced at higher altitudes, especially in mountainous areas. Springs located above 1,000 meters are less affected, but there is a growing risk of contamination for springs at around 500 meters. In fact, the situation has deteriorated, with the water now tainted by some of the most hazardous sewage-derived substances. Halvani stresses that the belief that the sea water can effectively treat wastewater is baseless, even with substantial water flow. Hospitals are not the only facilities dumping solid waste into the sea and rivers. Some factories and offices follow the same irresponsible practice. Halvani lamented that the planned establishment of 18 sewage treatment plants was never carried out. Although some existing plants operate at a minimum level, many engineering projects have been halted due to insufficient external funding. Without the support of organizations like UNICEF, the situation would have been even more disastrous. These entities are crucial for overseeing pumping operations and adding chlorine to the water, which helps alleviate the crisis. Dr. Halvani noted that Lebanon's current situation parallels that of some African countries, with some nations even faring better. Despite Lebanon's abundant water resources, the problem lies in poor management. He blamed this on inadequate oversight, leading to wasted funds on ineffective projects. Additionally, some areas are flooded with water projects while others are neglected. The 2030 Sustainable Development Goals report also reflects a negative assessment of Lebanon's water management. As it stands, the water pollution crisis will remain unresolved due to a lack of comprehensive solutions and inadequate rules that regulate practices of institutions that contribute knowingly to the contamination, thereby violating standards for water cleanliness and safety.